Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Everything good?
I'm good. You want to hear some good news?
Yes.
Everyone here loves Home Alone, right?
Of course.
I mean, who doesn't? I've never met someone that says, like, I hate Home Alone. Well, the house from Home Alone, which I believe was also the same house that they used in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I know he used them in a couple movies. I'm thinking that's the other movie. But that big brick house in the Chicago suburbs there.
Yeah.
You can now Airbnb that house for the holidays, and Buzz, it sounds like Buzz, will actually show up.
Oh, really?
The way that he's promoting this is like, you know, I've got my own security company now. You saw the new movie. I didn't. But I know in the trailer it looks like he does security or something.
There's a cop, I think.
So he's saying in the ad, like, well, I may have my own security company, but, you know, you can go see the house where my little brother had all these shenanigans. And if you're lucky enough to get this Airbnb reserved, while you're there, they have it all set up so that you can put the traps together, the booby traps like Kevin did, and you can even eat 90s-era snacks, whatever that means.
Home Alone, of course, for some, being forgotten by your family on Christmas sounds like a nightmare. But Kevin McAllister sure made it look like a lot of fun in the classic holiday flick. Well, now listen to this. Thanks to Airbnb, you too can live out your mischievous childhood dreams with an overnight stay in this iconic house from the movie, the actual movie. On December 12th, Kevin's menacing older brother, Buzz, you remember him?
Yeah.
He'll host a one-night stay for only $25 in the family's Chicago home. Guests will get to relive moments from the film by setting up booby traps around the house, indulging in some 90s-era junk food, and there will even be a bottle of aftershave by the bathroom sink.
Yeah.
I would do that.
There you go. Well, you've got kids, for sure. I think that they would get a kick out of that, right?
Yeah, can we do it Christmas Eve? That's a great present. Book it.
I have a feeling it's going to be tough to get that place
booked. Book it.
But, okay, Jeremy, did you find the Cybertruck yet?
Book it.
Get the Cybertruck.
How about this? Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver Antonio Brown has been suspended 3 games for...
not being vaccinated?
Violating the NFL and NFLPA's COVID-19 protocols.
So I thought his lawyer had come out and said, this is all malarkey. He's vaccinated. He takes it all seriously. Mm-hmm. So they must have looked into it and decided he is not vaccinated.
That he gave them a fake card.
Damn, the fake card.
Yep.
Gets you every time. Just get vaccinated.
Crazy. Or pay your bills.
Yeah, you know.
The chef wanted the money.
Yeah.
And then the chef was like, you didn't pay me my money? I'll just tell him that you got a fake vaccine.
Seems like you could have flown under the radar there for quite a while. And we mentioned this earlier, but the big news on the, I guess, like holiday shopping front today has been the story about Radio Flyer, the wagon company, teaming up with Tesla for their Tesla Cyber Quad for kids. Now, Tesla had shown off a Cyber Quad type thing when they showed off the truck, but this is out of left field. I don't think a lot of people knew that it was coming. At least the media acts like they had no idea that it was about to be here or that it was coming at all. And it is a Tesla battery-powered quad, you know, four-wheeler, depending on where you're from. And it looks just like the one that they'd shown before. It's a little bit smaller, so 8 years and older. And somehow Radio Flyer has teamed up to make this happen. And, you know, supposedly it is technically available now, but you got to try and find one.
Tesla has launched a new electric vehicle, its latest product. I can't believe this is breaking the internet right now for Tesla Twitter. Breaking news that nobody saw this coming. The Cyber Quad for kids for $1,900. Tesla's launched a miniature version of the Cyber Quad that appears to be a working electric vehicle with a lithium ion battery. It has 15 miles of range. It can go up to 10 miles an hour. They just released this out of the blue. It starts shipping in 2 to 4 weeks. Foods.
I got to think that if you get
one of
those.
I need to get it. How do I get it?
I don't know. We got to start searching the web. Try
somebody's
got to
have an in on that.
Right. Somebody's smart enough, like, oh, I knew that it was coming.
Someone
like,
has to work for Tesla,
I'm
right?
A Tesla bum. I follow everything. Right. I saw they were going to do it. I bought,
I need
bought
one
a couple
of those quads.
Yeah, Lazo needs one of those.
ASAP.
Getting the Cyber Quad has got to be even bigger than getting the PS5.
I'm going to try. Yeah. Right? How many days do I got?
How many days do we have? 23, right? What day is Christmas? The 25th? Yeah, it's about 22 days. They said it ships in 2 to 4 weeks. Now, does that mean that it takes 2 to 4 weeks to get to you or that it's going to start shipping in 2 to 4 weeks? It's hard to tell for sure, but I'm going to go with the first article I read that said it ships in 2 to 4 weeks and say that that means if you can get a hold of it, you can get it in 2 to 4 weeks, which means right now, technically, you could still get it in time for Christmas if you can find it. Alec Baldwin is going to do this.
I'm looking at it.
Yeah, just do just search Tesla Cyber Quad, and you should find, eventually, after all the news stories, and even in the news stories, they'll have a link to the Tesla ad for it. Last time I checked, which was not all that long ago, a few minutes ago, it still said out of stock. Alec Baldwin is going to do this big sit-down interview with George Stephanopoulos, and they've been teasing it. TMZ mentioned some of this yesterday. And then today on, is he on the Today Show or Good Morning America, George Stephanopoulos?
Good Morning America.
I think that's right, GMA. So they started teasing it this morning, showing clips from Alec Baldwin. And the big thing here is that Alec Baldwin is saying he would never point a gun at someone else, even if he thought it was a prop gun. And he's saying now that he didn't point the gun at anyone and also that he never pulled the trigger.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
In the tease, they show him crying, talking about the woman who'd passed away. And I did see this earlier. It says assistant director backs Alec Baldwin's claim that he did not pull the trigger. The assistant director who handled Alec Baldwin's prop gun on the set of Rust before the fatal shooting and cinematography, how do you say her name? Helena Hutchins, I think.
Okay.
That he supports the actor's claims that he never actually pulled the trigger. So how did it happen? I don't know. Quote, Dave has told me since the very first day I met him that Alec did not pull the trigger. The entire time, Baldwin had his finger outside the trigger guard, parallel to the barrel. Halls told me since day one that he thought it was a misfire. It was a pure accident, freak, awful accident, which unfortunately killed someone. It seems weird that they wouldn't have been saying that early on, but now, you know, looking back, I don't remember, did they actually have any interviews with Alec when it first happened? Probably not. They had those pictures of him crying outside the sheriff's department, but it's not like they actually sat down with him, so I don't know.
Right.
The story that they're going with now, and it sounds like at least a couple of them are going to stick to it, is that not only did he not point the gun, he never actually pulled the trigger. It was a misfire, so now we still have to figure out where that live ammo came from. You guys all have Alexas, right? I'm the only one that doesn't have one. Did you know about the new cheat code?
No.
I guess Amazon's pretty clever. They knew that it was only a matter of time before someone tried this. But probably the most famous cheat code of all time is the Konami cheat code. I think most people used it on the game Contra.
Right.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. I always played with my friends, so it was BA select start. But if you say that to your Alexa, what does it do? Well, it notices it.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start.
Super Alexa mode activated.
Does it actually do anything?
Nah.
No, not that I can find. I can't find that.
That
it
is cool,
anything.
Though.
It is pretty cool. An 11-year-old was finally apprehended in Chicago after a long string of what they believe to be carjackings that this kid is responsible for. This kid carjacked someone, allegedly, outside of an Osco supermarket. And
Jewel Osco.
What's that?
Jewel Osco.
Jewel Osco. Yeah, sorry, Jewel Osco.
Where's Jewel Osco?
It's like the Kroger of Chicago.
Okay.
Well, they do have a Kroger of Chicago. It's Mariano's, but it's their biggest grocery store.
And it is okay, because when I was a kid, we had Osco drugstores. Did you guys have those when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't know if those are a thing anymore. I haven't seen those in years. But this was apparently just the latest. The police believe that this kid is responsible for a lot of them, that he's not just someone who was riding around with adults, you know, doing their dirty work, that maybe he was the one helping to orchestrate this, that he was an active participant in a lot of these carjackings.
Unfortunately, this 11-year-old has been arrested before, and he is considered a prolific carjacker.
The 11-year-old seems to be driving these carjackings, so he's not just there along for the ride with some other individuals.
An 11-year-old?
Yeah, he's good.
11? How old is your youngest?
10. He would not know how to drive.
So we're talking about a kid basically the same age going around trying to carjack people. You know what, though?
My old roommate was like a juvenile defense attorney in Chicago, and she said it was always, but it was a lot of younger kids.
Who carjack people at 11 years old? I mean, I believe it. It's just, that's so young. If you told me 14, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's younger and younger.
Yeah, 14, my 10-year-old would not know. Once he got you out of the car, he wouldn't know what to do once he got in it.
And it's not clear in these stories how often he's actually trying to drive the car or who he's with. If he's with other people and they're the ones driving the car, if he just is the gunman who goes up to the window. But they said they think that he is a prolific carjacker, and they finally got him apprehended. And, of course, the mayor said, like, this is really sad, but unfortunately it's not all that surprising. I mean, Chicago is they've been having a rough go of it. Chicago's in a tough spot.
Yeah.
There's a lot there. Like, when I lived there, it seemed like everybody knew at least three people that it happened to.
That had been carjacked?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I know you can watch any given weekend one of those security cameras from outside of like a subway or something in some part of the city, and they're just like, just watch this for 6 hours. We'll see how many things happen. You see people getting beat up. You see the walk-by knockout thing that used to be. Remember the knockout game? I feel like you see a lot of those. And then just a lot of people pulling guns on people, trying to take cars, trying to rob wallets. It's really out of control. And what do you do to fix that? Lazo, you're a smart guy. What do you do to fix the problem in Chicago? Do you send in more police? Do you send in the National Guard? At this point, it's so dangerous, they just say, well, this area here is like a demilitarized zone. Don't go there.
Right.
And that's what you're going to do? You're just
going to
hand it
over?
Like
a right answer.
No, it doesn't. What would happen if we talked yesterday a little bit about when people panhandle, a homeless person or person experiencing homelessness ask you for money? Are you always the kind of person to give them a little money? If I have cash, I like to try and give them money. But what if someone came to your house, rang the doorbell, boom, boom, you got the Ring doorbell, you say hello, and they say, yo, can I just get $20 for some cigarettes? How would you respond to that?
No.
No? Oh, see, I like that they've worked up the courage to come to the door.
You got $20 for a pack of cigarettes, huh? You got $20 for a pack of cigarettes?
No.
All right.
You wouldn't say yes?
No. Wait, was that an adult or a kid?
Yeah, an adult.
Because like at the end, it sounded like a little boy something.
It's a woman, I think, and she's going, all right. She's dejected because she worked up all this courage to go to the door. I'm sure when she was a kid, she had to sell magazines or something. Her parents told her, you just got to go knock on the door. Just be assertive. Now she's trying to, you know, use what she's learned.
And don't come to my house.
Can I just have $20 for a pack
of
cigarettes?
Do not come to my house.
All right, how about this? Would you rather have someone come to your door, bing, boom, can I have $20 for a pack of cigarettes, or do the bing, boom, sir, I'm here to sell magazines because I'm inner city youth who blah, blah, is going through this program.
Neither one of them. Stay away.
See, I appreciate the honesty. You're getting to it. You want $20
I appreciate
for some
it
cigarettes.
More.
Yeah. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, no, don't.
Although, I don't know, is it like feeding the ducks, right? Do they just keep coming back? I don't know. And then finally, this story is so ridiculous because guy gets pulled over for allegedly, well, he's speeding and they think that he's been drinking. They stick their head in the car and it smells like alcohol. So the police officer who pulled him over calls for backup. And while he's waiting for backup, he goes and sits in his squad car. Okay. Now, there are passengers in this car. While the cop is sitting there waiting for backup to arrive, he hears dispatch say, hey, there's a robbery at such and such, you know, down the street. And he's like, okay. Then the dispatchers say, hey, you know what? We are looking here to see where this call for the robbery came from.
It came from the car?
Coming from right by where you are. And he's like, really? So he walks back up to the door. He's like, go ahead and give them a call back. So he walks up to the door. The dispatchers call that number back. The guy in the back, bring, bring, his phone rings. And he gets arrested. Get this. The guy who was driving, who was doing his sobriety test, he passed the sobriety test.
911, where is your emergency?
Speedway gas station on McCorkle Avenue.
Okay, what's going on there?
There are currently two black guys with guns literally robbing someone in their car.
Black males, what do they look like?
It's like a red Mazda car. They have, like, straight guns pulled out on the dude.
All right, I've got him on the way there.
Look at this guy. That's the guy who called. You're a passenger. I'm not making that call.
Why the racist stuff,
the
man?
The racist thing. It's always, you know, two black guys. I don't know. They've got guns.
I hate it.
Perceived with
at
caution.
At first, I liked it. Now I hate it.
I mean, I guess if you're in a small enough town, I don't know where they're at in West Virginia, but maybe it could work. If, like, we've only got three sheriffs, and, you know, depending on the time of day or night, maybe they say, sorry, we got to go. Drive safe. But I feel like once they pull you over and they're going to do that sobriety test, they're not going to leave. Someone's going to stay
there. There's someone down there with guns. I don't know.
Well, there was an attempt.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.